Thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Zanita Johnson?
Yes.
Hi, Zanita. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And were you or someone you know diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Zanita. I'd like to help you file a claim. What I do is I conduct an interview on behalf of people to see if they meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. If you do, towards the end of our call, I'll be sending you forms to sign. That would be the legal agreement between you and the law firm for representation. They'll represent you at no cost, no upfront costs. They only get paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. And then also have you sign an authorization to release medical records. Before I begin, I already asked if you had an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, but I do need to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes, I'm willing.
All right. And then you are an adult over age 18, and since you are harmed by Depo Provera, you can file a claim for yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're both a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. I'd like to help you get justice. Can you help me with the approximate date that you were diagnosed with Depo Provera? I mean, yeah, diagnosed with meningioma?
March, I started taking it.
Okay.
I had a bad accident not too long ago, so please forgive me.
No, you're okay, Zanita.
June 2012,
okay. Again, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. So we're talking maybe about 12 years ago that you got diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to recall the day by any chance? Or at least point me out, like, was it the first week, second week, third or fourth week of June? What's your best guess? Because I know it's so many years ago.
Oh, shit. Let me think.
You know what I can do for you, Zanita?
I'm going to say this. About the middle of June,
okay.
Something like that, like the 20th or something.
Okay.
I'm going to go in that room.
Then what I'll put is June 20th, 2012. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And again, it's approximate date because if you recall, I mentioned that the law firm would request medical records and they can get the exact date, but we just want to point them in the right month at least, June of 2012, and we think June 20th. All right. What is your date of birth, please?
2/14/1978.
Okay. February 14th, 1978?
Yes.
Oh, you're a young person. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
I know quite a lot of people.
Okay.
Towards
the end of our call, I'll be sending you a text message from my office line. I'm a case intake specialist, by the way. My name is John, and you're welcome to refer people to me. I'd be more than happy to have a conversation with the person and see if I can help them file a claim as well. Okay. Now, do you recall,
okay.
Did you use the brand name Depo Provera? Do you recall seeing Depo Provera on the box?
Yes, Depo
okay.
Provera.
Yes, Depo Provera. Okay, that's the brand name made by Pfizer. and did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, meaning you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I had more than 4. I used it for a while.
Okay. And
I'm about 15 shots.
That was the next, leads into my next couple of questions. How many years would you say approximately that you used Depo Provera?
Um, say a year and a half, about 2 years.
Okay. We'll put 18 months. What do you think, it's closer to 2 years, or do you think 18 months, like a year and a half? And this is approximate.
I say about 2 years.
About 2 years, okay. And do you remember the years? I know you got diagnosed in 2012.
It was in I got diagnosed in 2012, but I started taking it in 2008.
Okay. A month. Do you remember what month in 2008?
March of 2008.
Okay. I'll put like the middle of March, March 15th, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you used it for about 2 years. So could I put March in 2010 is when you stopped using the product? Or do you remember specifically when you stopped taking Depo? Getting the depot shot?
I'm going to say that too.
Okay.
March of 2010.
Okay, so I'll put March 2010. All right, and again, these are approximate dates. All right, so let me just recap my understanding. You did use the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera. You did use the product for at least 1 year. You did have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. And the years that you used it would have been March 2008 to March 2010, covering 2 years, and that means you used the product after January 1992 through present date, which meets the criteria. All right, Zanita, now I'm going to be gathering information about yourself. I'm going to confirm your gender is female. Is that right?
Okay.
You're female, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's an awkward question. Yes. It's Depo-Provera we're talking about. Can I ask what your marital status is?
Single.
Single. Okay. Thank you. And is Zanita spelled Z-A-N-I-T-A?
Yes.
Okay. And is that your legal first name?
Yes.
Okay, great. And do you have a middle initial?
A.
A as in Alice, okay. And then your last name, it shows Johnson, is that correct? J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I'm assuming you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
Okay.
You're funny again.
I know. It's, you know, we have these standard questions that we ask all potential clients, and I recognize, like, there's not many females, women that actually have a junior. You know, men do it. But anyhow, that's just a social thing. All right. I did mention that you'll be signing an authorization to release medical records. The law firm will submit that to the doctor that treated you and diagnosed you and then treated you, as well as the hospital, you know, to get medical records. But we do need to put your name, your date of birth, and your social on that form. And that's because the hospital and doctor can make sure they gather the right records for the right person. Can I get your social, please?
383-5-2-3-0-2-3.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. I have 383-5-2-3-0-2-3.
383-8-2-3-0-2-3.
Okay, I think I got one number wrong, so I'll repeat it from the beginning. 383-8-2-3-0-2-3.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Zanita. All right, and then I do have any forms that you sign. I'll have a copy sent to your email address, and I do believe we captured your email addresses, your first, your last name, the number 4, the number 2, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this, your phone number, your primary number, is this your number belongs to you? 989-992-9510?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have an alternative number that you can be reached at? Say, for example, the law firm has trouble getting in touch with you. Do you have, like, a landline, home phone?
No.
Okay. So this is the best number that you can be reached at? 989-992-9510?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then it might seem that we're all finished getting signed up for this lawsuit, having this interview, signing the forms. There is just one final step, Zanita, and that's having a conversation, a brief phone call with the law firm, a representative of the law firm. They do want to speak to you briefly. They want to confirm that you used Depo-Provera, that you were diagnosed with a meningioma, and that it's okay to them, you're acknowledging that it's okay to submit the request for medical records. Once they hear that from you, then they can start requesting medical records, and then they'll eventually get back to you once they get the records to kind of start building an estimate of damages, like how much should be you be requesting from the makers of Depo-Provera for compensation for harm. Because that's what this whole lawsuit's about. You know, they had the lawsuit is based on the fact that there's negligence from the makers of Depo-Provera. They should have warned the public about the risk that taking the product increases the risk of developing a meningioma. So for that case verification call between you and the law firm, what would be the best time that you can be reached? Mornings, afternoons, evenings?
I can work two jobs, so.
Oh, jeez. You poor girl. I gotcha. You think mornings would be best?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if they call and you miss them, just give them a call back as soon as you possibly can, okay? Because I understand you are a busy person and working two jobs. All right, now I'd like to gather your address, please.
3140 Shattuck Arms Boulevard, Apartment 4.
Apartment 4. Okay. Can you spell Shattuck?
Shattuck.
Okay. And that's in what city again?
Saginaw,
okay.
Michigan.
And it's apartment...
4-8. Yeah.
Apartment 4?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me repeat it just to make sure that I have it correct. I have 3140 Shattuck Arms Boulevard. That's in Saginaw, Michigan, 48603, and that's apartment 4?
Yes.
Great, thank you. All right, now I'm going to ask you questions about the doctor and medical facility that diagnosed your meningioma as well as treated your meningioma. We'll start with the diagnosing part. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and confirmed that you have a meningioma?
Yes, Dr. Gates, Timothy Gates.
Timothy Gates, okay. And when you got the diagnosis, was that in a hospital setting or was it in a clinic, a doctor's office setting?
In the hospital, at St. Mary's Hospital.
And is that in Saginaw?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me confirm. I found St. Mary's. I think I found it. It looks like they go... Do they rename it My Michigan Medical Center in Saginaw?
Sure did.
They did, okay. All right. Okay.
They just did that, you know. I've been here all my life, and that, you know, St. Mary's been St. Mary's all my life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, they just did that. After they showed it, you're right. It okay. Is that now.
It's all right. Okay, I'm going to put My Michigan Medical Center, Saginaw, and then parentheses, formerly... Ascension St. Mary's. Ascension, sorry, I'm typing this in. Ascension St. Mary's Hospital. And again, the doctor that diagnosed you was Dr. Timothy Gates. Looks like he is... One second here, I'm so sorry. I found Dr. Timothy A. Gates.
Mm-hmm.
One moment. Dr. Timothy, he's a neurosurgeon in Saginaw. Okay, I found him. Dr. Timothy Gates. MD, and he was at, that's where you got the diagnosis from, Dr. Gates, at St. Mary's, Ascension St. Mary's. The address is still the same. Nothing's changed. The phone number I have for...
I forgot the name that changed. So, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I apologize.
I forgot the name had changed.
Oh, yes, it's okay. Don't worry. I'm glad I got that. By the way, did you happen to have a prior diagnosis of a cancer before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. All right, and then the next question is about the treating doctor. So Dr. Gates confirmed that you have a meningioma. Did he also oversee your treatment?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And did you get treated at the same facility, St. Mary's?
Yes.
Okay, very good. That's understandable. Bear with me here. Copy. Oops. One moment, please. I made a mistake. Sorry, Zanita. Okay, got it. Almost done with this medical information. Thank you for being patient, and then we can move on to the next questions. All right, before I do, let me just confirm.
You typing fast to me?
I'm sorry?
I say, you typing fast to me?
I'm trying to. Now, the next set of questions is going to go back to, like, the doctor that actually prescribed Depo-Provera, that wrote the prescription. Do you remember the name of that doctor or what facility you've got the Depo shot?
I was at the health department. Dr. Pruitt.
Pruitt?
Dr. Delicia. Yeah, Dr. Delicia Pruitt.
Can you spell that out for me?
D-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay.
P-R-U-I-T-T.
I found it. Dr. Delicia Pruitt. Looks like she is in Saginaw on Concentric Boulevard. Is she part of Covenant Healthcare?
I really don't know.
Do you know, she's a family physician, what was the name of the clinic that Dr. Delicia Pruitt was at?
The health department.
It was part of
the health department? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you get the actual Depo shot on site at their facility?
Yeah, at the health department, yes.
Okay. And where does the health department belong? Is it part of the community, or is it like a private hospital?
It's a community thing.
It's a community.
I'm sorry. It ain't funny, but I know. It's, yes, sir. It's a community.
Okay.
Place.
Would that be Saginaw County Health Department?
Yes.
Okay. And that's located at 1600 North Michigan Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. Now, let me just put this in here. Copy. And the address again is 1600 North Michigan Avenue on Saginaw. And I have a phone number for that location. It is 989-758-3800. Okay. And the next question is, I think I asked it, but I don't recall the answer. Did you get the Depo shot on site at that location, or did you get like the medicine prescribed, a written prescription? Did you go to CVS or Walgreens to have it filled, and did you give yourself the injection?
No, she gave me the injection.
Okay, got it. Okay, so not applicable.
Okay, you recommended great. That.
Got it. Okay, perfect. All right. All I'm making a note. Received injections on site at Saginaw County Department of Health. Okay. And do you happen to have any copies of medical records that can confirm you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Okay, very good. Could you provide those to the attorneys, either by mail, electronically, or a combination of both if necessary?
I can do it by mail.
Very good. Okay, I'll make a note. All right, and then we're getting close to wrapping up. The law firms do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case and when they found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Zakaria Smith.
Okay. And is does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, could you spell the first name?
Z-A, apostrophe, capital C-O-R-Y-A.
Okay. Zakaria, capital Z-A, apostrophe, capital C-O-R-Y-A.
Yes.
Okay, and then last name Smith would be that standard spelling, S-M-I-T-H?
Yes.
Okay, and Zakora's relationship to you?
Daughter.
Daughter, okay, very good. And then her phone number, please.
989-332-1556.
Okay.
1556.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and then do you happen to have Zakora's email address?
No.
Okay, it's okay. Unknown at email.com. All right, and then we already know that she lives with you, so I'll just get this copied and pasted. Bear with me here. We're almost done here, Zanita, so thank you for being patient. That was apartment 4. Saginaw, Michigan, and then the zip code was 48603. Okay. All right. You do meet the criteria, Zanita. The law firm would like to speak to you. Ordinarily, they do that case verification call within the next 24 to 48 hours, but given that tomorrow is going to be Thanksgiving, and I don't know if the firm's going to even be back in the office on Friday. It might not occur until Monday or Tuesday of next week. But just be on the lookout for a call. The likely call from a 909 area code. And you don't have to remember this because I'll text you the information about the name of the firm. But before I text you that information, I will send you a text message, and that'll be a link to the legal agreement. That's the agreement that says, hey, this law firm is authorized to represent you and to negotiate a settlement amount on your behalf, and that also have the authorization to release medical records. Have you ever done electronic signing from your phone before in the past?
No, but no? You're going to teach me.
I will, Zanita. All right. Before I send out the forms to sign, I just want to take a moment to confirm the information I've gathered to make sure it's correct, okay? Because you were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma roughly June of 2012. We said June 20th. Your date of birth is February 14th, 1978. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and you did have at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma. And the approximate dates you used it was about 2 years, between March of 2008 and March of 2010. We said March 15th of 2008 to March 15th, 2010. Female, single. We confirmed the spelling of your first name, your middle initial, as well as your last name. We've confirmed your social, your email address, and your phone number. We've confirmed your residence. We gathered information about where you got the diagnosis from, the doctor you got the diagnosis from, And then we also got information about the treating doctor, which is the same, and as well as the doctor that originally prescribed you the Depo-Provera, to the best of your memory. And then we gathered emergency information, already confirmed your daughter's information. So that's good. All right. So in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message from me and from DocuSign. It's actually the app, the program that we use to do electronic signing. So bear with me here.
Okay.
And then you and I are almost done, but don't forget that case verification call.
Okay.
All right. By now, you should have received a text message with a link to the forms, to DocuSign forms.
Yeah, I
You
got
did?
it.
So what you want to do is you want to click on the link, and then it'll ask you to agree to SMS messages, that's text messages. And then that'll bring you to a page that says, please review and act on these documents. And you'll see my name, John Maurer. I'm John Maurer, the case intake specialist that signed you up for this lawsuit.
I'll click on your name.
You're actually going
Oh.
to scroll below my name. You'll see a box that you'll need to put a check mark
Okay.
inside that box, and that's agreeing to electronic records and signatures.
Okay. Yes, it's
Okay.
on here.
Okay, then now that you've done that, you can hit start the yellow, you follow the yellow navigation buttons, and it, you begin with start, and then you'll hit
Okay.
continue until you hit finish. When you hit start, it's going to point you, it's going to take you automatically to the first place on the page that needs a signature, and you'll put your finger right on the signature button or signature line, but that'll create a pop-up that allows you to create a signature. You can either draw one in the box, or you can scroll to the left where it says adopt and sign. If you hit that button, or if you hit select style, you can actually, the computer will create a signature for you. You can either draw one or you can select a style. One's your own type, physically you're using your finger to draw your own signature, or the other is you just let the computer do it by hitting select style. And then once you've determined what signature you're going to use, you'll hit adopt and sign. And then you can just follow the continue buttons to place signatures and initials on the pages. The verbiage is basically authorization to legally represent you at no upfront costs, no advance costs. The law firm only is paid if they're successful in recovering money for you in the form of compensation for damages. And then if they are successful, you get 60% of the recovery, and the firm keeps 40%. That's standard for a mass tort. That's standard for personal injury lawsuits. If they're not
Oh,
successful, you don't owe the law firm a penny. You don't owe them anything. They're only paid if they're successful in recovering damages for you. When you finish signing, it'll tell you. You'll hit the finish button and let me know when you hit that button, because that'll be my cue to do something on my end. Where are you at now?
Do the sign.
You're doing the signing right now?
No.
Did you adopt and
No.
sign?
That's the thing. Okay. Adopt the sign. There you go.
Okay.
Now I'm doing. Okay. Let me open my page up so I can see. It's hard to deal with this.
I'm sorry.
Finish. Ain't you proud of me now?
Yes, I'm very proud of you. I've always been proud of you. I'm proud of you for having the courage to pick up the phone and participate in this lawsuit. because it is unfortunate that unknowingly you were using getting the depot shot and had no idea that the risk there was a risk of developing a meningioma. Had you known, you probably would have fought otherwise. Like it's might not be safe for you personally, you know. And the whole basis of the lawsuit is that there should have been a warning on the product that lets people know. Like you see commercials about drugs all the time, and they tell you what the risks are. But
All the sign effects,
yeah, I mean, this is it's unfortunate that this happened to you. But the whole point of getting an attorney and participating in this lawsuit is to get justice, and that's what we intend to do for you, or at least the firm intends to do it. I'm just here to help you do the interview and make sure you meet the criteria, which you do. All right, so Zanita, we're almost done. The last step, as I mentioned to you, is I would be sending you a text message with my name and contact information, so you always know who was the person that helped me get signed up. Because you'll probably remember me until you actually start getting that, you know, you're in constant contact with your, well, not constant, but once you've met your attorney and they start working for you, then you'll know that that's your guy or girl. So bear with me as I prepare this phone number
I
for you,
hope
okay?
there'll be no good guys in this.
What's that?
I said, do guys, have guys ever took this stuff?
No, not that I'm aware of, no. I meant like the lawyers of a man or no, it's all women, yeah.
Okay.
You but you never know in this
You're
day and age, who knows?
right. You're in the plans, baby. They want to be somebody they ain't all the time.
The law firm that's been in, is interested in speaking with you to take your case, they are a very reputable law firm. They have a lot of experience working on these cases. You're gonna see they have a managing agency called A4D, but the firm is gonna be Pulaski Kirker and two other firms because it's such a very complex lawsuit that multiple firms are involved in the case, but they all work for you. But I'm going to send you the name of the firm and the phone number, so bear with me here, okay?
Okay.
So be on the lookout for a phone call from the 909 number because that's probably the law firm. All right, I just sent you a text message. Can you confirm you received it?
Waiting on. I just received it.
Perfect. Hi, Zanita.
Hey.
This is John Maurer,
Wow.
the intake specialist who signs you up to receive a possible settlement from the Depo Provera lawsuit. This is my direct number, so please save me to your contacts. I also provide your email address. Important reminder, be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D or Pulaski Kirker, and just in case, their phone number is that number, 909-906-3862. All right, Zanita. I know these were unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up for this lawsuit. And remember that you are going to be about to get you're about to get representation from a very reputable firm. So I want to say thank you again. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No,
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I'd like you to have a great day with your family or friends or whoever you will be with. And if you need me, feel free to give me a call or even text me. And also, any person that you know that has questions about this lawsuit or has been harmed like you were, please have that person call me. Would that be okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay, perfect. Zenit, if you have no other questions, I'd like to wish you a great rest of the day. A rest of the week and a happy Thanksgiving to you tomorrow for tomorrow.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, hon.
Thank you,
Thank
Janita.
you.
You're welcome. Take care, okay?
You
Bye.
too. Bye-bye.